Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And I don't know if Matt Burke let the cat out of the bag, but Matt Burke all but made it sound like that Jalen Petrie was not going to be able to go, and not a major surprise. He had a concussion on what many people believe the last play of the game is when he suffered that concussion, has not practiced all week, didn't practice yesterday or today. And it looks like he could be out of the game. And for you, looking at that area, looking at the secondary, we know C.J. Stroud is out, Davis Mills is in, but you think that Jalen Petrie injury or concussion, him being out for this game, is something that you're really kind of concerned about for this game against the Jags?
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I'm not real concerned about the tackle position and the right guard being a little banged up and Nick Chubb's foot. No, I'm not real worried about all that in this particular game. The secondary is the big concern in terms of the injury report. And it's not just about Jalen Petrie, but we can start there. Jalen Petrie is not only a critical part of what DeMeco wants to do schematically, but hell, he's having an unbelievable year in every facet of playing that nickel defender right now. And so you're losing a hell of a player. And then you get into, okay, what does the depth look like in the secondary? You've already got Jalen Smith, the third-round rookie that was drafted out of USC. He lasted a flash in the pan last week. He's on IR. Yeah. Jalen Petrie, obviously, is out with a concussion. Jimmy Ward got injured last year, still isn't back, been arrested twice. Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, C.J. Gardner-Johnson, got ran up out of here. And so you're already playing, and no disrespect, but you're already playing with a depth safety in MJ Stewart. And now you're going to be playing with what I would say is probably your fourth. Because if we're being honest, I think they would rather Jalen Petrie, Kamari Lassiter, or Jalen Smith be the next DB in there in those situations. So you're really playing with what you would probably say is your fourth best nickel defender at this point in time, in Miles Bryant, probably is. I'm guessing that's how they would go.
He's familiar with it. They've had him. They've used him in that position.
And look, I think DeMeco's been tremendous in overcoming injuries, so I don't think this is a deal that's like, oh, hell, what's this number one defense going to look like? I think they'll be fine in terms of overall ability to keep Jacksonville from scoring a bunch of points, but it is a hit when you look at the caliber player that Jalen Petrie is on top of the already just decimated depth that this team has seen in the secondary, in corner, safety, and nickel defender position. This is the one that
How do you think they play it?
I think Miles Bryant. I think Miles Bryant plays nickel. I think they can trust him. I think they believe in him. I think he comes in and plays the nickel position. Everything else around him stays the same. I think he gets a lot of run. I do.
Because we have seen them slide Kamari down in certain situations. But then –
Tremont Smith would have to be your outside corner. You could do that.
He played well. There was a game he had to come in. I forgot which game it was, but when Stingley had some issues, the Rams game.
Early in the year.
Yeah, the Rams game. First week he had to come in for a little bit. Could you, if you want to, but
so there are some options there. Whether it's Tremont Smith outside, you slide Kamari Lassiter in, or you leave Kamari out and you put in Miles Bryant. They do have some options. I don't know that they're real comfortable with either. I'm fine with Tremont Smith because of what we've seen. He seemed to be fine, but they're down numbers, and that's the bigger concern for me. I mean, if you just look at it from a perspective of, boy, if anybody gets nicked up in this game, then you got to start moving pieces around, and you could have a real problem.
And so, it's also who can hurt. Where is Jacksonville going to hurt you the most, right?
Well,
you know, and we'll get on Brian Thomas Jr. We'll update you on that. But Parker Washington has been a guy that's played out of the slot that's been a big key for them. So maybe, you know, you don't want him to get loose in the middle of the field and cause easy completions. He got himself open in the first game at times, even though Brian Thomas had the big play that led to the game-winning touchdown. But he did create some separation, some space. So they have some options. But as you said, those options can really go down if anybody has to miss.
The saving grace is D'Amico Ryans has been tremendous defensively. Yeah. I remember games last year where I don't know that I had a guy in the secondary. I think Kamari Lassiter, I think, played every game last year. But, I mean, like, there was two or three or four guys that I had no – like, I'd never – I had to check the damn roster to do the post-game show.
Yeah.
So, yeah, look, I think they'll be fine. D'Amico has been tremendous in these moments, but it is something to keep an eye on the defensive side of the football. If you look at the injury report and you want that there's something there, there's a lot there because there's so many names on it. But if there's really something there that sticks out, I think it's that.
Yeah. All right, we'll give you the rest of the injury report because it is lengthy for the Texans, and the Jags have some names on there too that we want to kind of take a look at. We'll do that in the 5 o'clock hour coming up here in just a bit. By the way, Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus, streaming November 16th on Paramount. It is the return of Landman from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone. Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton is back, featuring Academy Award nominees Demi Moore, Andy Garcia, and Sam Elliott. Landman, new season streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus. All right, I want to get some solutions. All right, and I'll be honest, I think Nick Caley and company should maybe even think about this a little bit. 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch can jump in on this as well. But some solutions. The biggest thing, one of the biggest problems that really stands out is they're awful. Awful when it comes to short yardage. Awful when it comes to the goal line. As I know J.J. Watt spoke about it. You guys talked about that stat where they've had 10 opportunities from inside the 2-yard line, and they are 0 for 10.
Yeah.
Inside the 2. I mean, that almost seems like
inside
that's impossible. Inside the 5?
But I think a good chunk of them were inside the 2. So
I heard inside the 2, inside the 5. They're 0 and 10. And that's just from that standpoint. Short yardage is a problem, Clint. They're 32nd when it comes to red zone success, 31st when it comes to goal to goal. I'd like to see who the hell's 32nd. Mm. But they struggle. Let's offer some solutions. When
who
they
do you
get
think
it
is? Tennessee?
Probably. That's a safe bet. The Jets, maybe. They shouldn't be with Justin Fields. But let's offer some solutions on how they can improve this. Like, if you're looking in there, you're going, and I know you said, if you're D'Amico, I want to get your best 10 best plays. How would you approach short yardage for the Texans to give them a better chance than what the hell they've been doing?
Yeah, I think you gotta get out of the jumbo sets. And not all together. I mean, if you want to run one run out of jumbo and see if you can get it in, then displace some people, that's fine. But I think you got to get out of the four straight downs of jumbo personnel and goal line or third and fourth down situations. I think you got to get out of the cut splits. Right now they're cutting splits and bringing everybody in, and you got edge guys that are catching the running backs 2 or 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage. There's an issue, and again, I don't know if somebody's tipping or I don't know what's going on, but there's an issue with edge rushers in the run game catching the backs behind the line of scrimmage. I don't know if that's a Nick Chubb thing being patient, or is that just bad design. I don't know exactly what that is, but that's been a problem as well. I think you got to quit with the cut splits. You got to quit with the jumbo personnel. And when I say quit, I just mean you just can't be just wholeheartedly sold on it and then say, guys, go execute. There is a rhyme or reason here, method of the madness. Spread them out, and then if you want to try to run the football, then go ahead and try to run the football. I think that's the simplest, quickest, most streamlined way to do some to create wider lanes, to make it more difficult on the defense, because they've got to spread. They got to at least recognize and expand some. So it's going to create some room inside. It's going to create some leverage for your offensive linemen where they're not all head on head with a big defensive tackle. And
holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Not able to get the push.
Can we also just run some sort of a formation that maybe the defense feels like they got to check up, where they're like, oh, what? Because it seems like every defense they play in short yardage, they are coming forward. They're not on their heels. There's nothing that holds them or can. Like, hey, somebody in the backfield that's not normally in the backfield. A motion that comes across that may make somebody think. Something that just throws.
The answer is yes. I mean, there's a lot of answers to the question.
Yeah.
But the key, the other part of this thing is, and I'm just trying to give you like simple football 101, you know, solutions. I think not being so committed to jumbo sets, not being so committed to the cut splits, and then I also think get your ass out of the huddle and run a play. Everything they do, they get to the line of scrimmage, and they move somebody over here, and this guy stops. And then the defense does their – and they let everybody get set, and then they run the football, right? Get out of the huddle and run your play. Well, I don't care what it is, inside, outside, I don't care what – like use a sense of urgency and don't give them time to set up and read. I mean, think about it. If there is – I personally believe somebody's tipping up front. If you sit there and leave these guys in a stance, right? I mean, the defense has all day to survey. They have all day to know every tendency. They have all day to pick up on any kind of anything that is tipping. And by the way, holding our offensive linemen in goal-to-goal or short yardage situations, holding an offensive lineman in a stance for 10 seconds, 15 seconds is torture.
Yeah,
there's nothing worse for those guys. And I know they're NFL players, and I get it, man. They make a lot of money. But get to the line of scrimmage. When that last guy's hand touches dirt, snap the damn football and let's go.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, forget all this holding these guys at the line of scrimmage. I mean, you got guys out there fighting their ass off, and they're trying to anticipate a snap.
These guys look like they know the play. Like they – yeah, like they, yeah. Like, I wonder what happened if you line up
Nico
in the backfield.
Did you hear the – by the way, they did line up 14 in the backfield a few times. So, there was – in that last game, there were some wrinkles that I look at and go, okay, I see you trying. Now let's do it with a sense of urgency and do it with some confidence. And do – the other thing is they got to do it enough.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't do us any good to just go one snap of something creative. Because you're not gonna you got to have multiple plays out of these different looks, and you got to commit to them and run them over time, and then the defense has to prepare for everything. Right now, I mean, it's just a matter of, well, we're gonna prepare for goal line big boy football, and we're probably bigger than they are.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad.
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.